Welcome back, everybody. Tomin Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, 13a, and we are at the very top of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So we're in the middle of a discussion about where Mordechai comes from. Was he from Shevet Binyamin or Shevet Yehuda? And we said maybe he was from Yehuda in the sense that anyone who is strong enough to push away Avodah Zarah is called a Yehudi, as we learned from the Pasuk. Now comes Gemara and continues on that theme. Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Kiava Pasach, B'divrei Yom Amar Hachi. Rabbi Shimon Pazi, when he would introduce his drashos to Divrei Yom, he said, Kol Dvarecha Echad, Haim, the Anu Yodim Lidorshan, that many of the names that we have in Divrei Yom are really referring to the same person. And even though that might not be clear from the text itself, if you just look at some of the Mefarshim on them, then it's going to be clear. What's this referring to? So Ishto Ha Yehudia Yalda Es Yered Avi Gidor Ves Chever Avi Socho Ves Yikusiel Avi Zanoach Ve'ela Benevis Yabas Paro Asher Lokach Marem. So when talking about Bas Paro, it says, and his wife Yehudia gave birth to Yered, the father of Gidor, and Chaver, the father of Socho, and Yikusiel, the father of Zonach, and these are the sons of Basya, the daughter of Paro, who Mered married. So now the Gemara is going to come and analyze this pasuk and teach that all of these names, or many of them, are really referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. So comes the Gemara and starts to analyze this pasuk. Amai Kari La Yehudia. So why was Bas Paro called Yehudia? If her name was Basya, why did she go by Yehudia? Why was she called that? Alshum Shekafra b'Avodah Zarah, because she was strong enough to stand up against Avodah Zarah, and she was repulsed by Avodah Zarah, so she got this name Yehuda, just like we mentioned before. Dixivatir Bas Paro l'chot alior, that it says that Bas Paro went down to go and bathe by the river. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan sheyarda l'rchot migilulei beis avia, that she went to go bathe and cleanse herself from the idolatry of her father's house. Good. Now the pasuk said all these names that were the names of her children, all referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. So ask the Gemara, Yalda, did she really give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu? V'ha Rabu Yerabisev. She just raised Moshe Rabbeinu. She didn't actually give birth. Then Lomar Lacha, this teaches us, Shagam, Gadal Yasom Yisoma, Besoch Beso, that anyone who raises an orphan, boy or girl, in their house, Ma'ale Alav HaKosov, Ki'ilu Yilado, it's as if they themselves gave birth to that baby. Now, this comes up many different places in Halacha, like by adopting as a form of mitzvah, Pru'ervu. If people can't have children, unfortunately, that you are able to go and adopt and fulfill this mitzvah in some capacity. And the same thing in terms of avelos for parents that maybe adopted you. So different things that come up lahalacha based on this line. Good. Now the Gemara goes and continues to analyze these names and tries to understand why Moshe was recalled all of these names. So Yered Zem Moshe. Yered is actually Moshe. V'lama Nikra Shemo Yered. Why was he called Yered? Sheyared Lahem Yisrael Man Biyamav. Because he brought down the man for the Jewish people while he was alive. Gidor. Why was he called Gidor? Shegadar Pertzoseim Shel Yisrael. Because he was able to fix the breaches of Israel. He was able to fix the fences that were connecting the Jewish people to Hashem. Chaver, why was he called Chaver? Shechiber Yisrael Avim Shemashemayim, because he connected the Jewish people to Hashem. He served as the link between Hashem and the Jewish people. Socho, why was he called Socho? Shenasalam Yisrael Kesukah, because he protected the Jewish people like a sukkah. Yikusiel, why was he called Yikusiel? Shekivu Yisrael Leal Miyamav, because they looked with hope towards Hashem. As long as Moshe was alive, we have a chance to be connected to Hashem. Zanoach, why was he called Zanoach? Sheizniach Avonosein Shal Yisrael, because he got rid of the sins of the Jewish people. Because of his prayers, Hashem went and forgave the Jewish people, so that's why he was called that name. Good. Now comes the Gemara and continues. Rav Shimon Pazi continues his shot in the pasuk, and if you look, it says the word Avi three times, that he was the father of this one, father of that one, father of Geder, father of Socho, father of Zanoach. So what's this referring to? Avi, Avi, Avi. So these three Avis, what's this referring to? Av B'Torah, that Moshe was the leader in Torah. Av B'Chachma, he was the leader in wisdom. Av B'Nevias, he was also the leader in prophecy. Moshe Rabbeinu was the man. Now, the end of the pasuk. Ve'u b'nei Bisya asher lakach maren. These are all the children of Basya Bas Paro who Mered married. So v'chi Mered Shemo v'halo Kaliv Shemo. It wasn't Mered, it was really Kaliv. Kaliv is the one who married Bas Paro. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu yavo Kaliv shemarad ba'atzas meraglim. So let Kaliv, who was able to stand up against the plan of the spies, v'yises Bas Paro shemarad b'gilulei beis avia, and let her go and marry Bas Paro, who was able to stand up to all the Avodah Zarah that was in her father's house. So this was a match made in heaven. Bas Paro and Kaliv were able to get married. This is what it's referring to. This is why it was called Mered, even though his real name was Kaliv. Good. Now the Gemara goes back to continue to discuss the Megillah and try to understand what the Megillah is really talking about. Asher Haglam Yerushalayim, who had been exiled from Yerushalayim, Mamarav Shagola Me'atzmo. This teaches us that Mordechai went into exile on his own accord, meaning he wasn't forced out, he decided to go into exile. He Omenes Hadassah, and he, Mordechai, had raised Hadassah, who is really Esther. So what's this mean? Karila Hadassah V'Karila Esther. So the Pasuk calls her Hadassah, and the Pasuk calls her Esther. So which one was her actual name? Tani was taught in the Brisa, Rabbi Meir Omer Esther Shema. Rabbi Meir says her real name was Esther. V'lama Nikra Shema Hadassah. And why was she called Hadassah? Al-Shem Sha Tzadikim Shen Nikru Hadassim. Because Tzadikim are known as Hadassim. So that's why she was called Hadassah. V'chinu Omer Hu Omeid Bein HaHadassim. And so it says that he was standing between the Hadassim, referring to the Tzadikim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hadassah Shema. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says, no, her real name was Hadassah. V'lama Nikra Shema Esther. So why was she called Esther in this pasuk? Al-Shem Sha Masteres Tvareha. Because she used to hide the fact of her origins. She would hide where she came from, and she would never tell anyone that she was Jewish. And Emar, Ein Esther Magedes Ve'asama V'gomer, that Esther never told anything of her people. That's why she was called Esther, because she was able to keep it a secret. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, she says a different pshita, Hadassah Shema, that really her name is Hadassah. V'lamanikr Shemo Esther. So why was she known as Esther? Shayu Umos Olam Koronosa Al Shum Istahar. Because the nations of the world used to call her based on the moon, as if to say she's as beautiful as the moon. So this is why she was called Esther, even though her real name was Hadassah. Ben Azai Omer, another Shita. Ben Azai says, Esther lo arukav lo katzara, haisa ela beinunis kahadassah. That she was not tall or short. She was very average. She was an average height, just like a Hadass. And therefore, she was average, and that's why she was called Hadassah, even though her true name was Esther. Shuman Karcha Omer, Rabbi Shuman Karcha says, Esther Yirak Rokes, Haisa V'chutcha Chesed Mashachaleh. He takes this a little further, and he says, not only was she, I guess, average looking, but she was also a little bit green. And even though maybe she wasn't the most beautiful person in the world, according to the Shita, she had this chayin that Hashem blessed her with, that everyone just liked her. And this is why she appeared so beautiful to Ahasuerus. Ki Ein La Avvaim. Then the Gemara says, the Pasuk tells us that she had no father or mother. She was already an orphan. Now, this is strange because the Pasuk already tells us that Esther was an orphan. So what's it teaching us by teaching that she didn't have a father or mother? That's obvious. So why does it need to teach us that when her father and mother had died? So Amar Ravacha, Ibarta Mesavia, that when Esther's mother conceived her, her father died. Nilata Mesa Ima, and when she was born, then her mother died. So right after each of her parents were done in the process of making Esther, so they each died at that time. Then the Megillah goes on, Uvmosa Aviyavima Lakacha Mordechai Lo Levas. And when her father and mother died, so Mordechai took her in as a daughter. Tana Mishum Rabbi Meir, Al Tikri Levas, El Labayas. Don't read this as daughter, rather as his home, as his wife. So Mordechai married Esther. So this leads us to the big question in the whole Megillah, and something we can discuss for a whole shiur at another point. If it's really true that Esther and Mordechai were married, so how was Esther allowed to go and be with Ahasuerus? This is an Ashish situation. It should have been something which is Yarag V'ayavar, that she should have had to give up her life for before going and violating this Avera. So this is a big discussion. Maybe she was Karko Olam. She was just a passive participant. We could talk about this more, but not for right now. Anyway, we said that Mordechai and Esther were married. V'cheinu Omer, and this is what it means. V'lorash ein kol ki im kivsa achas kitana asher kana. When Nasan HaNavi is giving David HaMelech the Musar about the whole story with Bathsheba and saying, oh, how can you take this guy's only sheep and his only thing and whatever it is. So when he's giving the mushal, it says, Vati lo kivas, like a daughter to him. So ask the Gemara, Mishim de v'cheiko tishkav hava le kivas, ella kibayis hachanami labayis. Just as over there, it was talking about his wife, that you were taking this guy's wife. So too over here, we're talking about Esther and Mordechai, even though it says kibas, like a daughter, it really means his wife, and that's really what it's referring to. Then the Megillah continues, Esheva ha-na'aros v'gomer, and the seven assistants that Esther had to go and help her in the palace. So Amar Rav Shai Samune Bahen Yemei Shabbos, that it was through this that she was able to know when Shabbos came, because she had a different person every day of the week, so she knew when she saw her Shabbos person that it was now time for Shabbos. Then the pasuk continues, Vaishanea Vesnaroseha, and he changed her and her maids, meaning this implies that Chagai, who was in charge of the entire custodial staff, did something special for Esther and her attendants. So what did he do? So Amar Rav, Sheichila Machal Yehudi, that she made sure to feed her special kosher food. Ushmol Amar, the opposite, Sheichila Kadle de Chazir, that he made sure to give her the extra good treif stuff. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zeronim. Rabbi Yochanan says that he gave her seeds. V'chein Omer, and similarly it says, V'hiya Meltzar Nosei Espas Bagam Minosei Lem Zeronim. The pasuk seems to imply, in a different context, that giving seeds to tzaddikim is a really nice thing to do. Now the Megillah continues with the different treatments that the people who are going to be Ahasuerus' queens would have to do. So Shisha Chadashim Shemen Amor, they would have to be 6 months with this type of oil. My Shemen Amor, what's this type of oil? Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Sitacht, that this is referring to balsam oil. Rahuna Amar Shemen Zai Shalo Hevi Shlish, this is referring to olive oil that has not attained one third of its normal growth, so it's got this extra special status. Tani was taught in Bryce, Rabbi Yudomer, An Pakinon Shemen Zai Shalo Hevi Shlish. This An Pakinon is this type of olive oil that has not attained one third of its normal growth, and therefore it's special. Amasachanos, so what makes it so great? Because it removes the hair and causes the skin to glow. Good. Now the Megillah continues to discuss the different things, the different procedures that people would follow, that all these women would follow when it was their turn to visit the king. That in the evening she would come and the next morning she would return. So Amar Yochanan Mignusa Shel Oso Rasha Lamanu Shivcho. So from the bad behavior of Ahasuerus, we also see something good. Even though he was being with every single one of these women, we learn something good. Shaloya Mishamish Mitaso Bayom, that he would never have
Bia during the day. All of this was reserved at night because they came at night and left in the morning. And Esther found favor in all of the eyes of everyone who saw her. She was extremely likable. What does the Gemara say? Just like what we said before. That every single person thought that she was one of them, thought that she grew up and was part of their tribe, their nation, and that's why everyone liked her, because she had that type of appearance that she could fit in everywhere. Maybe some explain this is why she didn't want to tell Achashverosh that she was Jewish, or anyone that she was Jewish, because then people say, oh, she's a Jew, we don't actually like her. It's because she was so relatable to everyone, that's why they liked her. Miguel continues. Esther was taken to be the queen to King Achashverosh in his palace in the 10th month, which is the month of Teves. This is the cold winter month of Teves, which always gives a guy, I guess, more pleasure because he needs the body heat, and therefore it was a good month for her to start because he was going to find favor in her eyes because he was going to be cold and needed Esther in that month. Miguel continues, Vayeva Melech Esther Mikol Anash Matisa Chaim V'Chesed Lefanav Mikol Abesuos. That Achashverosh loved Esther more than everyone else and gave her more favor than all of the other besuos that would be there. So why does it say then all the women and all the besuos? So Amar Rav, Rav explains, Bikesh Litom Tam Besua Tam Tom, Ba'ula, Tom, that Achashverosh was able to have any type of experience he wanted to have with Esther. Whether he wanted to have a Besula or Ba'ula, someone who's experienced or someone who's a virgin, he could have that with Esther, and it was something which he enjoyed very much. Miguel continues and says that Vayas HaMelech Mishta Gadol, that when Esther became the queen, there was a big party made. So the Gemara explains, Avad Mishtai Avel Gagayale. So he made her a big party in her honor, and still she would not tell him where she comes from. Dale Karga Avel Gagayale. He got rid of the whole tax just for her in her name and made everyone love her, and still she would not say where she came from. Shadar Pardishne Vlo Gagayale. He would send gifts to other people in her name and do all these nice things for her, but still she would not reveal where she really came from. So the Gemara says that he didn't know what to do. So Azil Shakal Itzim Mordechai. So we went to go ask Mordechai for advice as to how to get Esther to go and tell where she's from. So Amar Einisha Miskana Ela Biyera Chaverta. Get another woman involved. When another woman's involved, she's going to become jealous, and then she'll tell you whatever she wants. Vafilu Achilo Gaile. And even so, after Achashverosh followed Mordechai's advice, it didn't work. Tiksiv Ein Esther Magedes Molata Vegomer, that she would never say where she was from. So we see again that Esther was able to stay strong. This Dav Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.